Incumbent Matsu Valley Republican Charlie Huggins is being challenged for the Senate seat representing Wasilla, Big Lake, and Point McKenzie by Democrat Susan Parsons Herman. Huggins is a Vietnam veteran who says he'll stick to the party agenda. Herman is a professional therapeutic masseuse with long roots in early childhood education. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The Senate District E race is not likely to tip the balance in the legislature, but its outcome could shed some light on how Matanuska Valley area voters see their future. Republican Senator Charlie Huggins, who is not a member of the Senate Bipartisan Working Group, has two terms in the legislature behind him, serving last year as Senate Minority Leader. Susan Parsons Herman says she worked for the Democratic Party for years until raising her children took her away from politics. Now she's back, and Herman says she's running because of her passions, education, and health. She thinks the state could do a better job at funding both.
I certainly support Obamacare. I'm a recent cancer survivor myself, and it's critical that we all get affordable health care.
But Huggins can point to how the state has improved health care in his district.
We just built a new health clinic in Willow, the state, in cooperation with some private agencies, so that people could go in their local community to an affordable health care service. In addition, we participated and supported a new native health treatment facility that just opened in Wasilla. I'm proud of that. So we are making that difference. Are there other things that should be done? Yes. Do I support Obamacare? No.
The issues in the Valley are the economy, education, and health, much like the issues facing the country as a whole. And the two candidates reflect pretty much the same Republican-Democratic standoff on how solutions could be found, like the state budget, for instance. Herman says she'll take a stand against proposed tax breaks for the oil companies.
Oil has certainly funded our state for years and years, but we need to get away from that. We need to diversify our economic base. I want to make sure that whatever tax breaks are given to the big oil companies, that they promise to give us throughput for that. I'm against the big oil tax giveaway. We need that money to fund our state and our programs.
Huggins says getting jobs moving depends on encouraging more oil development.
We have to address investment and decline in oil production. 90% of our revenue comes from oil. We have to monetize our gas, build a gas pipeline in one form or another for export, but most importantly for the use of the people of Alaska. And we're going to have to get the operating budget under control.
And Huggins would like to see large resource development projects move ahead. Herman wants jobs closer to home to keep Valley residents from having to commute for work. There are some similarities between the two. Both candidates agree on the Kinnickarm Bridge. As a former Kabata board member, Huggins says the state should pay into some of its costs. Herman says Kabata would benefit the Valley by providing an industrial development area at Port McKenzie. Both have three children. Two of Huggins's children are in the military, facing deployment to Afghanistan. Two of Herman's children left the state after college, she says, because there were no job opportunities at home. Herman says the state should spend more on education to reduce the high school dropout rate in the Valley.
We need to hire more teachers and more teacher aides. We need to put more money into the schools. I think if we can promote teachers, teachers' aides, even volunteers in the classroom, we can get those numbers down and maybe even eliminate that high dropout rate.
Huggins says more vocational training would better prepare young people for the job market.
It has to be relevant and prepares them potentially for a vocation going forward to make a living. Most of our young people in the Valley, quite frankly, are doers with their hands.
Campaign funding could affect the outcome of the race. Huggins started the campaign with more than $38,000 and still has about that much in the campaign chest. Herman started her campaign with $2,000, mostly garnered in small amounts from retirees, and is just about that much in the red at this time. I'm Ellen Lockyer.